Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks for being with us today. And if this is your first time listening to the Direct Impact Podcast, welcome. Welcome. We are so grateful that you have decided to join us. This is a community for people who are ready to do the hard work, to look at things that are a little scary and challenging. And that's what we embrace. We embrace growth and development and self-improvement and self-awareness. And we are happy to welcome you to this community because, guys, this world needs more and more and more people ready, willing, and able to do the honest work and to look at selves. You know, it's always so scary because we all have blinders. I can definitely name when I'm putting up my blinders a few times a day. So we want to just be able to acknowledge that and, you know, take them down. Be honest about who we are, what our intentions are, and where we're going, and help each other do that. So thanks for being here today. Our conversation is around the recommitting coupleship process. So for individuals who have really, really, really invested time, energy, finance, resources, so much into their own interpersonal recovery journey and are now ready to turn towards their partner and see what they can rebuild together and what their collective recovery is going to look like. So that's what we're talking about, is couples in recovery. Specifically the betrayed partner and the recovering addict who is in early recovery and sometimes long-term recovery from sexual addiction and compulsivity, right? So that's what we're talking about. And the title today is Two Paths, One Recovery. I pretty much just laid that out for you guys already. Why it's two paths and one recovery. Because first and foremost, you have walked your two paths. You have probably done a therapeutic separation to reset and rewire your nervous systems, to come back online, to function independently of your partner, both emotionally and physiologically. So you've probably started that way. And when you reincorporated your lives under the same roof, you then leaned in hard to your own recovery. Your own recovery from childhood trauma, childhood wounds, insecure attachment styles, betrayal, hurts, addiction, dis-ease, disease, anxiety, depression, you know, unhealthy patterns of functioning, unhealthy patterns of thinking, negative core beliefs, limiting beliefs, all of the things that keep you from thriving as an individual. So you are really doing a lot of interpersonal work around your own recovery, around your own healing, right? And then the paths, those two paths of recovery, at some point, you know, I had talked about in the previous episode that we really, as far as like brain healing, we look at around 2.5 years of really consistent recovery, where there is complete abstinence from inner circle behaviors, really clear and guarded boundaries around middle circle behaviors, which are things you need to have boundaries with. And you've started to really engage in life-giving activities. You've started to put in a lot of like healthy habits, you know, daily, AM and PM. Some of you have even engaged my journal, which is the Plan to Recover mini journal. It's a journal for recovery and self-discovery. But in that journal, you're identifying behaviors that you either want to abstain from or behaviors that you really want to implement, you want to add into your life, you want to become habitual and happen more often. You're incorporating AM routines and PM routines and really leaning on those to provide the structure that you need, right? So that's might be part of what you're leaning into early on. And now your paths are coming together. Right? You're able through this healing process to be grounded, to set boundaries, to maintain boundaries, to restate boundaries over and over. You have touch points. You're starting to communicate well with your partner. You're starting to identify that you have needs and wants and desires. You're starting to express those with your partner. You're starting to receive information from your partner without getting so guarded or defensive or shut down or going into a state of hyper arousal and discontent, right? And so this is a time where then these two paths turn into one recovery path where they can really initiate couples therapy and it be productive and it can be a healing process and you can gain insight, really, like you can gain insight into your own way of relating with this partner and they can gain insight into you. All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. It's such a beautiful process to be a part of. I feel so honored when I am able to sit in that space and sit in the room with couples who have done the work and they have worked hard. Both parties had been ready, willing, and able and consistent in their own path. And when I get to watch these paths emerge and they turn towards each other and they can hold space for each other, they can attune to each other, they can get dysregulated and notice it. And they can even help each other through it. They can get curious about each other. They can get curious really about themselves in the presence of the other. They can express needs. And they can do so in a way that it's not needy. It's not needy. It's just honest. they can start to get more transparent with thoughts, feelings, emotions, wants and desires. They can start to really integrate for the first time what they've learned in recovery, apply that into the relationship, but also they're starting to grow sexually. They've done the work around their sexual selves. They've healed sexual self, and they're ready to bring these two sexual selves together and do that scary and vulnerable work. Like, it is really an honor to be a part of it. It's exciting. It's exciting. It's new. It's scary. It's raw. It is all those things. And it's a bumpy road, and that's okay. You are ready at this stage and phase to go down a bumpy road and notice the bump. See the bump coming sometimes. Point it out. Name it. It's such a wonderful thing to watch this type of communication. And I'm just so proud of the people who are willing to do that, And, you know, like I said in the previous session, like, you know, it is not always that both parties who are impacted by the disease of addiction, that both parties are able to lean in and establish their own independent recovery. And I know that that is hard, but I am so proud of each and every one of you that continued the path of recovery with or without that partner. I am so proud of you, because that's all you can do. That is all that is in your control, is your path of healing, your path of recovery, and knowing that you deserve it. Knowing that you deserve it, and knowing that you can't do the work for two people. That is okay. Today's episode is about both parties who are able, for whatever reason, to both engage and invest in this process for long enough to then be able to turn towards one another and do the next phase, the next scary thing. So thank you so much, guys. I just want to circle back to the title, which is two paths that then emerge into one recovery. Because just like the disease wants to take down everyone, the disease of addiction doesn't just want the addict. It doesn't just want to kill the addict. It doesn't just want to destroy their life and everything they've built. It wants to destroy the lives of everyone who loves them, who cares about them, who associates with them. It wants to take down everyone, the entire family, the entire workplace. It wants to destroy everything. Okay? And so just like the disease wants to destroy everything, and it impacts the whole family, recovery does too. And so that winds up becoming the focal point for the whole family system. You know, everybody can be overcome by the disease of addiction, but everybody can shift into recovery. And that's what we want to invite every individual, every coupleship, and every family to. All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. And if you liked this, please share it. Please review it. Please give us 5 stars and then some. And, you know, just let us know what you think. We're here for you, so we want to hear from you. All right. Thanks so much for showing up. We'll see you next week. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way
a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today.